There wasn't a night that went by without some sort of dream, or it was just there. And my step-granddaughter, she sort of turned 12. It suddenly hit me, if anyone did anything to her, anyone, you know? And thinking, no, I was that age. Something just triggered, I think, to relate that I was that age and how young I really was.
How difficult was it for you, though, having sort of had that trigger, to pick up the phone and actually tell somebody? And who was the first person that you did tell?
The police. I rang them and said, I'd like to report sexual abuse. I said, it isn't now, it's a long time ago. Anyway, the police came out from Lymington, but then later because that was a Friday evening, and on the Saturday they'd sent the special officers from Southampton, the actual child abuse officers. It's unbelievable that it doesn't matter that you're in your 50s.
And obviously that was then the start of a fairly long and quite traumatic process of having to relive it all. How did you find having to go through everything and having to go into detail and go to court?
It was, again, this is like, I'm telling somebody, will I be dead? I spoke to my doctor and he said, I feel you can do it. So I did. I thought, right. So went to this house with my daughter. She was allowed to be with me, which was very, very good. My sons felt a bit left out, but if they'd heard any of it, it was bad enough, bless her heart, for my daughter too. But it was massively traumatic. And you do have to say everything. And I mean everything, even describing it. But the officers were so kind that they obviously, you know, respected and believed everything I was saying, which was really important. Then, obviously, because it happened in London, it had to be transferred from the Hampshire Police to the Met. It went on for a period of time, because the more evidence they could get, the better.
And when it eventually went to court, did you see him? Did you see Derek Frost?
I did see him. Part of me thought, well, how will I react if I see him? And do you know what? I thought, I felt sick. I thought, I can see underneath you, you know, almost from quite a distance, by the way, I saw him, but that was enough. And he was there with all my original family.
Obviously, it was a good outcome in the court case in terms of he was found guilty and he was sentenced. How happy were you with the sentence he was given?
There was no glee. I can't explain it. It was almost like the closure plus justice. There was the justice that hopefully now people will listen and don't leave it as long as me.
You know. That's what I wanted to move on to now, because I know that you now want to use this experience that you've had to say to other people, don't keep it secret, tell somebody. I mean, what would be your message to somebody who's listening to this and thinking, that's my story, that's like what happened to me?
I know inside that it would never go away, but don't ever feel it's too late to tell anybody. The services have been marvellous. They do treat you with kid gloves. They're very kind to you. Don't leave it too long. Tell somebody, because there are people out there that will listen.
I know you're not going to sugarcoat the whole process, because as you said, it was a difficult thing to do. You have to describe things to people you don't know very well. But would you say to people that it's worth it and don't be scared by that process?
Oh, definitely. As I say, it isn't particularly easy to do. It took a while. It took over 18 months. But at the end of the day, it's because they want to help you, and for it to go to a court situation and the evidence factor of it all, it is well worth it to feel that you've got, you know, justice for yourself and for other people.
And if you can stop this happening to other people, or the years that you went through of having, as you say, that weight on your shoulders, is that what you want from this?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've been in the position where I've actually come out the other end, and I'm going to find myself now as a new me. But my main thing is to say to people, please, please, come forward. You know, it's never too late, and it will change your life. It really will change your life.
I said to you earlier when I came in that I thought you were very brave. Do you feel that?
I didn't initially. When people kept saying, oh, you're so brave and I'm so proud of you, I can actually say now, I think I was brave, and I think I have been brave. But bring it on now. I'm growing up. I'm not that child anymore. I'm going to start living.